Opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to House Talk, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-921-1023. That's 918-921-1023.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble. We're glad to have you with us today. If you haven't been outside yet, it is cold. And I'm dressed appropriately, right, Jared?
Yeah, you are.
I got my brother Jared Lane in, A-Best Roofing, in the house today. He is wearing, you know, appropriately sweat bottoms and kind of a hoodie, so to speak.
And Ray's wearing shorts.
And I'm in shorts. And I'm standing out there, and I'm just like, oh, man, it feels like winter up in here. I'm awake. I haven't gotten to get my Tim's Black Magic coffee yet, but the cold air definitely got the adrenaline pumping for me, so I appreciate that. How you doing today, brother?
I'm good.
Yeah? How's business been? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a fat minute.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah? You know?
Spring's here.
Yes. You know,
so that's when we start ramping up.
I can only imagine. And your topic today is going to be very interesting because I feel like this is not something that we've covered before, I don't think.
Right.
So what are you talking about today?
We're going to be talking about roof coatings.
Okay. So I didn't even realize really that was a thing. And so I'm excited to hear about this. And I got a little teaser from Jared off the air. He kind of prepped me on what we're going to cover. And, man, I think that this is very exciting. So you folks are going to want to hear about this. And, you know, I'm going to talk about I have been getting a lot of questions about – I think because the cost coming down so much on tankless water heaters, we're getting a lot more questions about them. And today I thought I would talk about the difference between instant and endless hot water. And I'm going to talk about the hot water loop, you know, and we can just kind of cover that. See if you got some options and kind of talk about what benefit does that bring to your life. So that'll be fun. And I'm sure we'll cover some other random things as they pop up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why not, right? By the way, folks, if you want to text in, the texting's working, right? He says, yes, it is working. The texting is working, and you can do that, 918-921-1023. You shoot us the text. Tim's in there in air traffic control. He makes sure that we get it. And we love it because it's great. I mean, it's a great way to communicate, and it's easy for us to fit into the show. So even if it's off topic, that's okay. I mean, just hit us with it. Right, Tim?
If you say so. I want you to feel important today.
You
got to be careful. He hasn't had his coffee yet.
That's right.
I made the coffee, but you were late and didn't get it in time.
Well, you know, I was talking to the guys that were on the previous show. Yeah. They were imparting us with some cool information.
Oh, come on. We know what you were really doing.
Yeah.
You were giving them autographs.
I was. You know, they're like, wait a minute, are you the wood dragon? Yeah. And I was like, I am.
You know, Jared, you hang around with him. You know what happens?
Oh, I do. I saw him run through a red stoplight just because people were starting to surround his truck.
You know, and like I say, that happens. We go out to lunch or go whatever, and, you know, we've talked about this before, but here's what happens. Watch, you know.
Oh, I know who you are.
Oh, my gosh.
They just gather all around him.
Yeah.
And we do have a caller, by the way. We have an early caller here.
Okay. No, that's cool. Are we on it?
Well, it's right here in front of me. His name is Ray. How do you like that? Never heard that one before, but his name is Ray.
All right, let's
do
it.
So we have like good Ray and bad Ray.
All right, very nice.
He's the good Ray.
Let's check out.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, Yeah, I've got a leach field that whenever it rains, it backs back up into my septic tank.
Okay.
What can I do to fix that?
Well, how old is the field, Ray?
I'm going to guess 15, maybe 20 years.
Okay, I thought that it might be an older field. What you're experiencing is what we call a saturated field. And sometimes it can be the result of reduced capacity, just because over the years, sometimes you might get root intrusion or solids in the field. And so maybe where originally you had 400 foot of absorption field, now you might only have 250. Have you ever cleaned the field or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I think the first place that I would start is I would start by getting the field cleaned. They go in there and they open the field up and they jet it out and they suck it out with a pump truck. A lot of times by doing that and introducing a soil surfactant to the field, you can rejuvenate an old field without having to replace it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, because putting a new field in is, man, it's intrusive. I mean, it will tear your yard up. I mean, there's just no clean way to do it. So if you call into the office and talk to them, tell them that you need a lateral field jetting, they can get you on the schedule, get some guys out there. They can clean the field, put the soil surfactant in, and see if we can't get you back to where you're draining properly.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Have a good day. Thank you for the call. Man, that's a really good question. And the truth is that, you know, if you have a 15 or 20 year old field, you know, it has served its life expectancy. And so that's really nothing to complain about. But, you know, again, I'm suggesting this alternate solution, you know, which I'm sure you guys do in your field as well, only because, you know, this will be money well spent if it works. Because the next step is you got to replace the field.
Right.
And dude, that can be, usually the average size home has about 400 foot of absorption field. These trenches are, you know, 2 feet wide, 2 feet deep, and 400 linear foot of that. And they got to be about 8 feet apart. So it just, I hate using a negative word like that, but it just destroys your yard.
That could be your whole yard.
I mean, like, forget about it. Yeah. I mean, you know, so
Ray, you know, being me that I'm a, you know, someone who just sits behind a radio thing once a week and golf the rest of the time. So it's like a sponge. It just kind of gets oversaturated. Is that what we're saying?
Well, what happens is it uses a process called transvaporation. And usually what happens is your wastewater goes out there into this absorption field. And some of it absorbs into the ground, right, and filters on through and returns to the water table. And some of it evaporates out the top from the sun. But what can happen over time, three things just real quick off the top of my head. One, you can get what's called root intrusion, which is roots from, you know, plants and specifically trees get in there and they plug the lines up. And so this can, you know, create obstruction. You can also end up with what's called a biomat over the years, where literally the wastewater sort of and the bacteria sort of form this biomat around the absorption lines themselves, locking the moisture in and not allowing it to pass through the media into the soil. And so it's kind of trapped in there like a water bag or something. And then, you know, the field itself, depending on what it's made out of, can become dilapidated. It can cave in on itself. You know, these different things can happen. And so now all of a sudden, a field that was working very efficiently, and like I was telling Ray, maybe you started out with 400 foot of absorption lines, and now you're only using, you know, 250. So you only have half the capacity. Fields, if they're done correctly, the soil has been perked, should work fine when it rains. That should not affect it. If it is affecting it, it's a sign of a problem. So
See, now we know why you're the wood dragon. Man, you just, that was like Leachfield 101. I just took a course, you know?
Well, you know, you got to be here when I broke it down for Brent why there's six-legged frogs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. The wood dragon.
Yeah, we have to replay that for
sees all, knows all. Stay with us.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have you covered. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. AM 740 and FM 102.3. If you'd like to shoot us a text, and some of you are, and we will get to those things, you can do so, 918-921-1023. And we love it. Even if it's off topic, it's no big deal. So we just got one that came in. By the way, got Jared Lane, A-Best Roofing, in the house, chilling with me this morning, judging me because I ran a red light. But that's okay. I don't know what was going on. All the lights were red, and everybody was just sitting there. And I thought, this is weird, so I just went.
I'll go, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, fine. You know, I thought maybe a construction thing was taking place. Okay. let's see, CLR in the toilet tank. Yes, I've talked about that. Can you tell me how much, how long do I leave it in the tank before I flush? How long do I leave it in the bowl? Thanks. Okay, that's a great question, okay? So you don't leave it in the tank, okay? You pour it in the water that's in the tank, and then you flush the toilet immediately, okay? And the reason you do that is because we're not trying to eat the sediment up that's in the tank. We're trying to clean the passageways and the jets in the toilet itself. The tank is the delivery system. So you're pouring it in the tank, water in the tank, and then you flush the toilet. Now, as far as once you do that, the longer it sits, the better, okay? So, you know, you don't need to go back and you know, set a timer and go back in 15 minutes and flush it again. Let it stay, because what it does is it sits there and it eats on that sediment, and then the toilet is going to be used again, and then when it is, somebody else will flush it. It will wash out all that sediment that's been loosened and broke away and clean those jets out. So I hope that helps you. So remember, just don't leave it sitting in the tank. There's no reason to do that. It's the delivery system. Flush it on through. If you want to text us this morning, you can do so at 918-921-1023. The air traffic control tower seems to be empty right now, but I'm sure that he'll be back.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. He could be laying on the floor in there. I mean,
you know what? That means we can go as long as we want.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want. No forced breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. No forced breaks, right? So I know that you got – this was really cool discovery between you and I, right?
Yep.
Because our companies, we don't coordinate or, you know – I mean, you and I are friends, not as close as Jim and Skip, but we're pretty close.
You know, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it, too. I mean, you know. Anyways, that's as far as I'll take it. But, you know, I thought it was crazy because you guys are – I was telling you about our maintenance plans that we're vamping up, and you said you guys are doing the same thing. And I just thought it was so interesting that we're doing all this revamping and upgrading at the same time, and neither one of us knew that the other was doing it.
Yeah.
We decided something in the air, right? I mean, it's got to be Jared and I, in our infinite wisdom, have decided it's the economy that's driving this. We're trying to figure out how do we get more efficient and how do we deliver more bang for the buck.
Right.
Right.
Bring so, the value.
You bring know. The value. Now, y'all are still working on yours, right? Like, you're still
we are,
you know, still kind of doing the.
We want to make sure that it, you know, has value, purpose, you know, and ours is more about just, you know, how do we help more customers save money and, you know, prevent interior damage? Because, you know, we can fix roofs all day long. It's when it does something to the inside of your home that there's a problem, you know, that's where it gets, you know, expensive, messy, you know, all of those issues.
So. Man, that's so true. I mean, if there is an underlying theme of this show that's a cornerstone, it's being proactive. I mean, everything that we talk about is trying to head this off, at the pass, because you're going to experience problems. Things break down. Things become dilapidated. It happens. But if you catch it early, it's not as big of a deal as it is when it just full on stops working. Yeah. You know, and like you said, for a roof system, that means, you know, you end up with a pool where you're not supposed to have one, right? So that's good stuff. I can't wait to hear about what direction you decide to go with that. We've also done the same thing, and I want to encourage folks, you can go to the website and check them out, because we're just launching these new maintenance programs, but we're putting them out there. And basically what we're doing is something that we've been asked to do for years. I think we've finally nailed it, finally figured it out, but we have married the HVAC and the plumbing together. And so if you want to check those out, and you're going to hear about, when you're doing business with us, you're going to hear about these programs. If you're already an HVAC maintenance, customer, you're already on our HVAC heat and cool check maintenance program. Plumbing has been added to you for free. You got an automatic upgrade. We're very excited about that. So, if you want to, you can call in. You can find out more about it. Check it out on the web. Take a look at it, because this is very exciting. Like I said, it's brand new. We're just getting the placards in. We're just getting the information put in. But I believe that if you go to MullenInc.com, you can pull those up, review those, and check them out. Oh, Jared's giving me the head shake. He's saying, yeah, they're here. All
it's
right.
On the HVAC page.
All right. Very nice. I am just feeling on top of things. Let's see. Hang on just a second. What does it say? Six-legged frog equals a parasite attached to the frog. Its sole purpose is to make it have six legs so we can reproduce. Poor frog. Yes, that is true. You know, it's so interesting. It's a flatworm parasite that attaches to these frogs. And we were talking about this with Brent from Mother Nature's. And it makes these inoperable second set of legs appear so that the frog has six legs and the waterfowl eat the frogs because they're not as good at evading
right.
The predator, because of these cumbersome extra set of legs, the waterfowl eats the frog, and then the parasite shows up in the bird's belly, and that's their love shack. That's right. That's what you've been missing, Jared.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea about that.
By the way, I'm just revisiting that because someone just texted in about it. So just bringing it up. Okay. How much time do I have left?
You have about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? What?
Yes.
That's not enough time to say anything cool. Okay.
Well, hey, for you, you probably could. We couldn't.
That's true. The wood dragon can pull it off. That's true.
Because you know everything, even about frogs.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up, and we're going to come back, and then I'm ready to get into the coatings, and I'm ready to get into hot water loops. So if you want to find out more about those, hang in here with us, because they're coming up right after this super important cool break. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
Welcome back to House Talk. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble. I've got Jared Lane in, and we are covering all sorts of topics. We're just going to jump right in there. I want to talk about the coatings because I think this is a very interesting topic. Plus, I just did not realize that that was a thing. And I mean, take it away. So what are we talking about here?
Well, you know, we talk about – most people think of roofing in two capacities, you know, roof repairs, you know, mm-hmm. going in, spot replacing things.
Yeah.
Or roof replacements, you know, tearing off, putting back on, you know, new roof system. You know, everything's got to go. Everything's replaced. But there's an in-between too, right?
Okay.
And, you know, the in-between is roof coatings. You know, depending on the type of roof that you have, you know, and how old the roof system is, there's a lot of situations where we can come in and actually apply a coating, you know?
This is so cool. I just love the concept. I feel like it's something that's been needed in the market anyway. And the fact that it's here and that you guys are doing it, I think it's great.
Yeah. And, you know, with coatings, there's, I mean, almost endless types, right?
Right.
You know, there's silicone, elastomeric, acrylic, you know, all of these different things that you probably have no idea what any of it means. Mm-hmm. But the reason there are so many different ones is because each roof system requires a different type of coating. You know, if you're going
to make sense,
if you have a metal roof, right? And you're having issues with rust, right? Uh-huh. Or that the fasteners are starting to leak, mm-hmm. right? Or the color's gone, right? That coating that we're going to put on there isn't going to be the same type of coating that we may treat an asphalt roof with, right? Mm-hmm. Or a flat roof with. So
makes sense.
But, you know, one of the things about us is because we do residential and we do commercial, we're able to come in no matter what type of roof system it is, look at it, and then say, hey, here's what we can do. Here's our options, right? Mm-hmm. And the systems that we can put in place for you to really give you kind of that middle ground, you know, between just spot replacing it or patching it and knowing you're still going to have problems and a complete tear-off install. You know, it's half the price, you know, of a new roof to come in and treat them. So, wow. And one of the things that you and I kind of talked off about the air, you know, talking about off the air was, you know, these work even in asphalt shingle situations, right?
That's cool. Yeah.
You know, there's oil-based products, kind of like soybean oil, mm-hmm. you know, that you can spray on that actually rejuvenate the asphalt, you know, because asphalt gets dry and starts to crack. Mm-hmm. It makes it pliable again, which is what kills the roof. So yeah. If we're able to come in, make that thing pliable again, now all of a sudden those granules that were becoming loose are no longer loose anymore, right?
That's cool, yeah.
And so that can add 5-10 years worth of life to a roof, you know? And now they even make coatings that are kind of like a clear coat, right? Almost like a, you know, talk about that ceramic coating on like a car.
Absolutely, yes.
And so what that does is it comes, you spray it on, and it actually encapsulates the granules and the asphalt and keeps it from being able to shed granules, still able to shed water properly. Mm-hmm. And the best part about it, too, is it actually reinforces the existing shingle to make it more impact resistant. So now it's less likely to be damaged by a storm.
Okay, so I've got an immediate question popping into my mind, Jared, because, you know, for me, like ceramic coating, for instance, when I'm getting that, it's because I just bought a car and I want to protect the paint system. Is this, you know, number one, is this the type of thing that we have a brand new roof, and so we're immediately like, oh, we need to call ABEST and say, hey, come put a coating on this? Or is this something that's down the road rejuvenation when it's aged a little?
Yeah, this is designed for down the road, right? So the first 8 to 10 years of your roof life, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to have very many issues. If it's asphalt shingles, they're still pliable. Granules are still in place. If it's metal, then that coating, you know, the paint's going to be good, right? Right. After that 8 to 10 year mark is where things start to happen, right? Okay. And so you end up heading towards the cycle of replacing your roof every 12 to 15 years. Well, mm-hmm. if you step in at that 8 to 10 year mark, right, with these products,
bring in you guys in the coating.
And you can add 5 to 10 years now, instead of you being on that cycle of replacing your roof every 12 to 15,
yeah.
right? Now you might be on 17 to 22, 23 years,
wow.
right, of
yes.
having to replace that roof.
Yes.
So there's not really anything it's going to do for a brand new roof. You know, it'd be kind of a waste of money, right?
Okay.
But if you are in that middle of the road or almost teetering towards the replacement option,
mm-hmm.
this is that third option that you can do that saves you a lot of money, buys you a lot of time, and makes the roof look, because it actually helps to make the roof look better, makes it look good again.
I was about to ask. It's so funny that you went to that. It's like you read my mind, because I was about to ask, what does it do for the roof aesthetically? And you know, it, I would imagine when it does this, when it, you know, re-moisturizes this fiberglass, you know, and this asphalt based shingle, it gets that newer, darker look to it again. Cause you know, roofs, you can kind of tell when yeah. they're old, they get that faded kind of dingy look, right?
Yeah, they do. And and a lot of people think of coatings as either white, you know, or just silver. You know, there's a lot of old silver coat out there, which was like an aluminum based stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's not really what we're talking about. Like mm-hmm. if it's a metal roof or a flat roof now, we can actually tint it with paint. So if you have a white...
Pick a color.
Yeah, you could make it mullein red. You could make it green, you can make it blue, whatever color that you wanted. And it almost looked like a brand new metal roof when we were done with it.
Dang, that is outstanding. I love that you guys are doing this. If folks are thinking that they're in need of this or want to find out more about it as far as the application to their roof, I'm assuming, do you guys go out and take a look? And if so, is there a fee associated with that?
Yeah, no, we'll come out, we'll look at it, and then we'll tell you what your options are, if a coating is even a possibility or not.
Okay, I love this, man. I'm excited about this. This is new. A-Best Roofing, man, bringing it every day in Tulsa. Stay with us, folks. Got to take a quick break. That was Jared Lane. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk right here on KRN.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have you covered. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. If you'd like to text us this morning, 918-921-1023. And we will get to it. Even if it's off topic, we've got quite a few that have come in. We're going to try to go through some of these real quick. First one, could you repeat what you said about pouring the CLR into the tank to clean out the jets? Basically, you're just pouring the CLR into the tank of the toilet, into the water that's in there. And then once you pour it in, what you want to do is flush the toilet. The tank... and the water in there that you're mixing it in, that's just the delivery system, because that water goes through the toilet channel and out to the jets going into the bowl, which is usually where the buildup comes from the hard water. Then you just walk away and let that sit there, because it will eat at that hard water and that sediment and hopefully get your problem solved. It's a great thing to do, you know, probably twice a year. Can help maintain your system, kind of avoid those problems. And then we also had another question that came in, Jared, and this was a good one. This was for you, bro. It basically said, and it sounds like maybe they're coming from an experience that they're in the middle of, but they said, how long should I expect a shingle to last if they used the cheapest one that's out there? So it sounds like maybe they're unhappy about the roof that they got, but they want to know, what's the life expectancy?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a cheap shingle that's installed well, you know, and they put ventilation in, could be, you know, 8 to 12 years. If they did a poor install or there's no ventilation, it could be less than that. You know, that It really comes down to, we'd have to look at the roof, you know, to see all the other things that go along with it. But, you know, yes, it's a pretty good range for a cheap, you know, builder's grade roof.
All right. Well, at least that's a fair expectation. We also had another listener text in, and they bought a house. It's got a brown roof. This is a really good question. I love this, because you were kind of talking about this with metal roofs. I'm thinking that this is an asphalt shingle roof, but can you use the coatings to change the color of the roof? I'm assuming that because the color on those roofs are in the granules,
If it's a metal roof, then absolutely, we can change it to any color that you want. If it's an asphalt roof, a lot of the coatings aren't designed to change the color.
Okay.
You know, that gets into the Behr makes what they call a roof paint. But I don't have a lot of experience with roof paint. I'm not a painter, so that's kind of outside of my wheelhouse.
But there is something out there called roof paint.
Yeah, it's made by Behr.
So. Yeah, might be something worth checking out. But the coatings themselves that you guys do
on asphalt,
on asphalt really shingle does not change the color. Okay, very nice. And then, of course, we had another one that said we were talking about, and this is true, we were talking about how you can pour some bleach down your bathtub drain. We all experience this. If you have anyone in the home that has longer hair, at some point, this is so hilarious. This actually happened to my wife and I last week. Our tub was draining slow. You know, you're taking a shower and suddenly you realize you're standing in an inch and a half of water. It's draining, but it's draining too slow, and the shower is slowly filling the tub up while you bathe. Well, hair gets caught around there. I'm not trying to be gross. And then soap scum and everything else gets caught on that, and it just becomes something that you do not want to come face to face with. It will make your gag reflex react. So what we do is we dump a little bleach down the drain at night when you're going to bed, because this prolongs the exposure of the bleach to this buildup in the drain, which is predominantly hair, and it will eat it. And it'll make it pass. There's a new bleach that's out, or I say it's new. It's a gelled bleach, and so it has more of a gel consistency. I like that one even better, okay? But these are very effective ways to get in. It's wonderful. You'll get in your shower the next day. It'll start to back up, and you'll think, oh, man, it didn't work. And then all of a sudden, it'll pop loose, and it'll start draining. And, man, it puts a smile on your face, but the question from the listener was, what if you're on a septic system? Will this hurt the septic system? The answer is yes, it's not great for the septic system, okay? But the truth is that there's probably a lot of products that you use in your home that are not great for the septic system, because all of us are using antibacterial bathing soaps and shampoos, hand soaps, dishwashing detergent, washing detergent. All of it is this antibacterial stuff that's all killing bacteria in your septic system, which is why I always promote to anybody that has an on-site wastewater system to use either some sort of bacterial additive. The one that we sell is called Fizzy Tabs, 1 year supply, $45. But also, you can just flush a cup of yeast down there, and that will also solve your problem. Yeast will replenish that bacterial environment and get you going. And that's something that you need to be doing whether you use the bleach or not. Okay. So
would you put bleach down over, the chemicals that they sell in the box store, your drain cleaning products? I mean,
man, I love that question, because the truth is that if it doesn't, if it's not bleach, I would not recommend using chemicals to open a drain.
Okay.
And the only reason I say this is because drain openers are either acidic or caustic. So they either have a really low pH or a really high pH, but they generate a lot of heat when they're oxidizing things. They can melt through pipe. We've seen that happen.
Oh, wow.
But the other thing is, folks, is that it can actually be really dangerous. It can be dangerous to you, the consumer. It can be also dangerous to the plumber that will probably inevitably end up out there to open up the drain. You know, and so if you do use this type of product, be sure and make that, that technician aware that you have poured a drain opener in there. This stuff has been known to chemically react with other things and come back up the drain and splash in your face. It's actually happened to me. And it's just one of those things I'm not a big fan of. So I won't rant about it, but I love the question. Okay. I love the question. This is good stuff. I'm trying to get to all of these. There's a couple of more, and I will try to get to those before we get off the show. We appreciate all the interaction, and we don't want to leave anybody unanswered. So this is good stuff. On the ceramic coating for the roofing, you were talking about the fact that the ceramic spray actually puts some – does it put granules on there as well?
No.
It doesn't?
No,
okay.
It's just – it gets down into the asphalt. It almost encapsulates the granules.
Okay.
You know, reinforces that, makes it more rigid. You know, same thing as like sealing your driveway. In fact, the same company makes a driveway sealer.
Okay.
It's like the same idea.
Okay, that's super cool. I wanted to be sure and hit that question. How much time do we have left, air traffic control? He says 3 minutes, 4 minutes. It almost looked like he was trying to flip me off there. I wanted to touch on the hot water loop just really quickly. If you have a hot water loop, you know, Jared jokingly asked me, he's like, well, how do you know if you have one? And I'm like, well, if you have to wait a significant amount of time to get hot water, then more than likely you don't have a hot water loop. So it's one of those things that when the home is built, it's put there on the front side. But the reality is that you can have a hot water loop without having it put in on the front side. What you do is you go to the furthest fixture and you add what's called a circ pump. It's got a really nifty little valve that connects the hot water and the cold water together with a check valve in it. It's got a pump with a timer so that it's not running all the time. It's just running when you tell it that you want hot water available. It takes the cold water out of the hot water line and pumps it into the cold water line until it senses hot water, and then it stops. And basically the way homes are plumbed, by bringing hot water to that furthest point, The theory is that more than likely it's brought hot water a lot closer to all the other fixtures in between as well. And so basically this is a way to tackle the weight. You know, Missy and I had a master bath that we used to have to turn the water on. We just walk away because we knew it was going to be about 2 minutes before we had hot water. So we'd go do something and go brush your teeth or whatever and then come back and the shower might be hot. Once you do this, it solves that problem, but that gives you instant hot water, but not endless. If you're looking for endless, you got to go to a tankless. So if you have to wait for your hot water, you don't have a loop or you don't have the circ pump, you're still going to have to wait for the hot water. But once it gets there, it'll stay hot literally all day, and you won't have to suffer like Jared does, where his daughter and his wife use all the hot water and he gets a cold shower. that's just, we got to work together. We got to fix that problem.
I just got to get up, beat him to the shower.
Yes, you got to get up, be first. But I can tell you, I enjoy it. I've had a tankless so long, I've forgotten that that's a thing, that you can run out of hot water. So I've become very, very spoiled. So thank you, Mullen, for that. For those of you that we weren't able to get to, I'm so sorry, but we will definitely keep track of that and try to make time. Oh, he's saying you got time to do it. Let me try to hit a couple of these real quick. Let's see. Can you recommend a product to clean shower grout? I'm going to give you guys a very interesting tip on this, and I'm going to tell you this is money well spent. Call somebody like Dynamic Carpet Care. It's a little known fact. Most people think, oh, they just clean rugs and carpet. But what they'll actually do is they clean grout. And when they come in and clean your grout, you're going to see what color it originally was, because grout shouldn't actually get dirty. So you have this Dynamic Carpet Care come out. You spend, $75. They clean the grout for you in a way that you would never be able to clean it. And then they will also seal it. And then you won't have to worry about it getting dirty again. I'm not trying to be gross, but a lot of times people think they have brown or black grout and they find out it's white.
Yeah.
White grout that they thought was black. I'm not over-exaggerating. Dynamic Carpet Care is who I use, but pick a carpet cleaner, have them come out, knock it out for you. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'm Ray Trimble. This has been House Talk right here on KRMG.